Welcome to another edition of Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. I'm Michael Carice, and Roxana, tell me what we're going to be talking about today.
Michael, today we're going to talk about some of our affordability work here at WellSpan, and specifically something called Site of Service.
And who's your special guest?
My special guest today is Vicki Diamond. She's our Senior Vice President at WellSpan Health and a President at WellSpan Surgery and Rehabilitation Hospital.
Vicki, great to have you with us today.
It's really nice to be here, Michael. And Roxana, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you, Vicki.
So, Roxana, you've described elements of affordability before. So how is WellSpan making care more affordable?
WellSpan has four focus areas related to affordability, and some of those include the Choosing Wisely campaign that we talked about recently with Dr. David Hoffman, where we're working to eliminate waste. Other parts of affordability strategy includes reducing clinical variation in our care and then also our pricing strategy. But today we're going to be talking about the fourth area, which is called Site of Service, and it involves really ensuring that we're providing the right care in the right place at the right time.
So, Site of Service, what does that mean exactly?
It's part of our value proposition at WellSpan to make sure that we leverage our comprehensive integrated network of care in the very best way possible to bring value to our patients. We've really spent the last decade creating a continuum of care, which includes hospitals, surgery centers, urgent care locations, primary and specialty care offices, and also post-acute care, things like home care. And the goal was to really position WellSpan's high-quality care close to home for those who live in South Central Pennsylvania. These various care sites are appropriate for different kinds of problems, and so choosing the right site of care for the right patient at the right time is going to be our challenge for the future.
So how does that impact value and affordability?
Well, if you look back and consider procedures like knee replacements or hernia repairs, we used to do those procedures only in a hospital setting. But as an industry, we've recognized that these procedures can be safely done outside of the hospital at a lower cost and in a more convenient environment for patients. So we're going to be asking those kinds of questions for our care locations and for our various procedures over the next few years to understand really what is the best site of service, what's the most affordable, most high quality, and what creates a better experience for our friends and neighbors here in South Central Pennsylvania. And the affordability piece matches up because if we can do procedures in a more affordable setting, we can pass those savings on to our patients.
That makes perfect sense. So, Vicki, as president of a specialty hospital, how does this illustrate the point of site of service?
So, WellSpan Surgery and Rehab Hospital was designed from the ground up to support specialized services. I would even go as far as saying it's actually more of a destination for orthopedic and inpatient rehabilitation services. In terms of inpatient rehabilitation services, we have the only inpatient brain injury unit in South Central PA. So by focusing on very specific orthopedic procedures along with rehabilitation services, we've been able to ensure we created a very unique site of care with highly trained and proficient staff from physicians, nurses, therapists, and we've coupled that with specialized equipment. We've even designed the facility to support the very special needs of patients with acute rehabilitation needs. So in essence, we've created a center of excellence environment.
So obviously that sounds like it's better for patients in terms of their experience and their outcomes. How does site of service overlap with being consumer focused in your view?
So the overlap is not only in being high quality and demonstrating value, but it's also ensuring that we're convenient and we provide good access to care. When we think about access and convenience, we really have to think about that from the eyes of our consumers. Why would we travel to a hospital for something that could be done at an outpatient center or even at our doctor's office? And even think about this in our own home. We're really doing some fantastic work at WellSpan in increasing our offerings for different sites of services. For example, we now offer services in the home, such as home sleep studies. We began offering those services about a year ago, and it's almost unbelievable to think this, but we're on track to complete 4,500 studies in just this year. And that's just one way, one of the many ways that we are thinking about sites of care. Another great example I'd really like to mention is our employer services offerings, Well at Work.
What's that all about?
If you think about this, employers in our region are just another important member of our communities. And over the last year, we've surveyed our employer community to understand their needs. And what we've learned is that they want to make sure their employees are healthy and that they have access to care, convenient care. So access and convenience were really key to them. And again, this understanding made us rethink, how do we provide services? So again, back to this concept of site of care. So we've begun to offer services to them in many different ways, such as pop-up clinics, on-site care. And in fact, this summer, we're going to be offering mobile mammography. And it's interesting because specifically two of our employers in the community requested this service. We've also begun to offer more digital solutions for employees so they don't need to leave work for care. So for example, we've recently sold online urgent care to two of our local employers.
That's a lot of great work. Roxana, where else is the organization focusing on site of service?
Well, we have a lot of opportunity in this area, Michael, and so we're focusing on site of service as it relates to our ambulatory surgery centers and how we might move cases there from our hospitals. We're focusing on digital health, which is also another site of service, if you think about it. So instead of going to a bricks and mortar primary care clinic, you might get your care online. And last of all, and Vicki mentioned this, you know, the home is a setting that we think in the future is going to be a place where lots of people will get health care. And part of that could be remote monitoring of certain conditions in the home, or actually people visiting in the home as we do today with home care.
Right. So as we wrap up, what do you want employees to take away from the discussion today?
WellSpan's goal for 2025 is to lead our region in value. And so we need to be focused on our four pillars of affordability to do what we need to do around site of service, choosing wisely, reducing waste, and pricing to make sure that we offer the highest value for our communities. We're looking to provide the highest quality care that will attract and retain loyal patients in an affordable, accessible locations, wherever those locations may be.
Vicki, you have any final thoughts for us?
Yes. We all need to stay open, really open to the fact that the sites of care are changing. A year ago, when we began to advance offering sleep studies in the home, actually several folks thought we were a bit crazy. Why would we undertake the demand destruction of our in-lab sleep studies? Because that's what we were doing. And yet, by providing a site of service that people really appreciated and was so much more convenient, we were really being true to ourselves at WellSpan of being patient and consumer focused. And in turn, what we're now seeing is better patient compliance or patient engagement in their own care. And that is something I think we can all agree is a really good thing.
Well, absolutely. We are going to have to wrap it up there. I want to tell folks they've been listening to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. Roxana was joined today by Vicki Diamond, Senior Vice President of WellSpan Health and President of WellSpan Surgery and Rehabilitation Hospital. And if you want to catch this podcast on your mobile device, you can go to wellspan.org/inspiringhealth. Otherwise, join us back here next time. I'm Michael Carice. Thanks for joining us.